This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Anton. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
So we're talking today about the pros and cons of soy as a protein alternative. So let's start at the beginning. What is soy?
So soy comes from soybeans, which are legumes, and these have been consumed for many centuries, particularly in the Asian cultures.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, sorry, I thought I lost you for a second. So what are some common soy foods?
So things like tofu, tempeh, edamame, soy milk, miso, natto. You get soy yogurts, and then you get textured vegetable proteins. Those are all common soy foods that we get.
And why can soy be considered beneficial, more beneficial maybe than protein or to protein?
Well, it is one of the few plant foods that is a complete protein. So very often when we're looking at vegetarian sources or vegan sources of protein, they're not complete protein. So they don't have all the amino acids that are necessary to make it a complete protein. Soy has everything in it that is necessary. So it contains all those 9 essential amino acids. And that makes it more beneficial or equivalent to some of our animal proteins.
Okay, so that sounds wonderful. And what are some of the cons of soy?
Well, there are some cons. There's also some pros. So we'll start with the pros. And so, first of all, it's a high quality protein. It can have heart health benefits. It's rich in nutrients. It can support bone health because it's also a good source of calcium and isoflavones. You know, that help for bone health. And it's environmentally friendly. So compared with many animal protein sources, it generally requires less land, uses less water, and produces fewer greenhouse gases. So it is a sustainable protein choice. And then some of the cons is there's always a big concern about hormones. So a lot of people are aware that soy contains phytoestrogens, called isoflavones, and these can weakly bind to estrogen receptors. And the concern here is that because it acts like estrogen in the body, can it have a negative impact on things like cancers and other estrogen-sensitive problems? But if we're consuming soy in moderation and as part of a balanced diet, then we shouldn't really have any of those negative effects. Then it can still be considered a healthy protein.
And what about soy consumption and breast cancer? You just mentioned cancer.
Yes. So sometimes you will have somebody will say, oh, you shouldn't be having soy because of breast cancer. We do have to remember that it is a phytoestrogen, but it is, as I said earlier, if we're consuming it in moderation, if you're only eating soy, so if you're completely vegan or, you know, vegetarian, and soy is what you're replacing everything with, so your milk is soy and your patties are soy and, you know, your meat alternatives are soy and every meal is containing that, we could potentially be consuming too much. But if you are eating it in moderation and as part of a balanced diet, then it's unlikely that that is going to be a trigger for cancer. But again, certain cancers are more estrogen sensitive than others, so we would want to make sure that we're speaking to somebody who knows what they're talking about if we are diagnosed with an estrogen sensitive cancer.
And then how can the last question, how can we best use soy in our diets?
So it can be used as a replacement for some animal proteins. It can be used as a protein boost in plant-based diets. So it can be, you know, added to. So we could have edamame beans, for example, with other vegetables and proteins. Or you could use soy or tofu or tempeh as an alternative, say, in a soup or in a stew or something like that. So we can incorporate that as part of a diet. We could use soy milk as a milk alternative in our coffee or tea. So those are ways that we can incorporate soy products into our diet.
And, of course, Dr. Wendy Christine, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
They can contact me on 082-476-4933 or at wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za, or they can have a look at my website and there'll be a contact page there, and that is www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
And just once again, remember that's without the S, so it's www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
That's correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your participation again this morning. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.